And Korea Center, along with the Korean Importers Association, held the Indonesia-South Korea Business Forum and Business Matching to increase trade between Indonesia and South Korea. Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Fajarini Punto Dewi, in the Indonesia-South Korea Business Forum and Business Matching in Jakarta explained, this business forum shows not only the increasingly strong bilateral relations between Indonesia and the Republic of South Korea, but also an opportunity to strengthen the spirit of friendship and collaboration. Fajarini pointed out the implementation of the ASEAN-Korea Free Trade Agreement involving Indonesia as a member of ASEAN is a strategic step that opens up greater opportunities for business of both countries. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, conveyed the people have new hopes from every change of government, especially in the first year of the implementation of President Prabowo Subianto's government programs. Puan Maharani, during her speech at the House plenary meeting at the Parliament Complex, Jakarta on Tuesday, explained, the new government will run various programs that become new initiatives and strengthening of the sustainability of various programs of the previous government. According to her, every government will also try to do its best to develop Indonesia in all fields. She said building a great Indonesia requires a great work and joint work from all components of the nation and all children of the nation. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, invites bankers, investors, and innovators in various parts of the world to collaborate in infrastructure development in Indonesia to realize a more prosperous society. Minister Agus Yudhoyono in Jakarta on Tuesday conveyed infrastructure development and talking about infrastructure whose scale is not small, whether it is building roads, building connectivity infrastructure, land, sea, and air, building dams, giant seawalls, require large financing. According to him, infrastructure development requires budget support that is also innovative and credible. Minister Agus further said, in order to realize a more prosperous society with high economic growth and also a better quality of life supported by the education, there should be no regions left behind and no one should be neglected. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Downstream Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Ruslani, has stated, participation in the World Economic Forum 2025 is an effort to strengthen Indonesia's image regarding sustainable investment. Rosan, in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, explained his party facilitated the pavilion and became a speaker at an economic meeting held on January 20 to the 24th in Davos, Switzerland. He said in the first session of the Economic Forum panel discussion entitled Industrial Clusters as Energy Pioneers, he discussed the role of industrial clusters in accelerating the development of clean energy infrastructure and becoming an innovation laboratory for energy transition projects. We continue with Deputy Minister of Trade of the Republic of Indonesia, Diah Roro S.P. Widya Putri, who stated the Free Nutritious Meal Program is one of the government's efforts to alleviate stunting issue in Indonesia. Diah Roro said in Jakarta on Tuesday, the program has many benefits, one of which is in helping to alleviate stunting by providing proper nutritional intake to children in various schools. She emphasized this program not only focuses on improving nutrition, but also aims to maintain the health of human resources, so as to improve the quality of life and the welfare of society. With adequate nutritional intake, children are expected to be more productive so they can make maximum contributions to the nation. We end the news with the Indonesian Ministry of Protection and Indonesian Migrant Workers which is aggressively making various efforts, including improving regulations in order to achieve the target of sending 425,000 Indonesian migrant workers abroad in 2025. This was conveyed by Minister of Protection of Indonesian Migrant Workers, Abdul Kadir Karding, after opening the review of financial statements, state property, and assessment of internal control over financial reporting at a budget user authority accounting unit level for the 2024 period in Jakarta on Monday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights the World Economic Forum Davos meeting. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, convenes once again in Davos, Switzerland from 20th to 25th January 2025, addressing pressing global issues and the latest developments in geopolitics and the global economy. Initially, a gathering of business leaders and economists, this prestigious global forum has evolved into an international organization that brings together nations, corporations, entrepreneurs, investors, and political figures. The founder and chairperson of the WEF, Klaus Schwab, highlighted the uniqueness of Davos meeting, describing it as a platform that unites decision makers from governments, businesses, and civil society at the start of the year to tackle the world's rapidly transforming challenges. At the 2025 WEF meeting, Indonesia is represented by business leaders under the auspices of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, carrying a range of noble missions. Speaking at the press conference last Thursday, chairpersons of the Chamber of Commerce, Anindya Novian Bakri, underscore one of the Chamber of Commerce primary missions to assist the government in attracting substantial investment to the country. Encapsulated in the slogan Indonesia Open for Business, and notably, the Chamber of Commerce has participated in the Davos Economic Forum for a decade. Beyond economic objectives, Anindya Bakri stated that the Chamber of Commerce is also promoting Indonesia's vast tourism potential to attendees, aiming to secure foreign investment and establish mutually beneficial collaborations between international stakeholders and Indonesia. At first glance, the WEF may resemble annual summits of world leaders and economic blocs or other high-level international meetings. However, the influence it wields often shapes critical international decisions such as peace process between Israel and Palestine, exemplified by meetings between Palestinian Liberation Operation leader Yasser Arafat and the Israel Prime Minister. Consequently, the WEF attracts a diverse array of attendees, including heads of state, politicians, economists, and prominent corporate leaders from around the globe. The Chamber of Commerce participation in the 2025 WEF goes beyond noble missions. It also serves to bridge the government's Asta Cita program. Moreover, it is anticipated to strengthen the World Trade Organization's stance on Indonesia's palm oil issues, particularly regarding export discrimination by the European Union. It is also hoped that the Chamber of Commerce initiatives at the WEF will yield positive impacts on Indonesia's economic growth and trade. Additionally, the Chamber of Commerce is expected to represent the priorities of the Red White Cabinet on this global stage. Prominent figures set to attend the 2025 WEF include the newly elected President of the United States, Donald Trump, the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, and the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. Well, listener, that concludes today's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
start today in history with January the 21st, 1985, the Borobudur bombing. On January 21st, 1985, the ancient Borobudur temple experienced a bomb attack. The first explosion occurred at 1:30. The second occurred a minute later. Then there were several other explosions. The ninth and last explosion was heard at 3:40, 10 minutes after the head of the Magelang Resort Police, Yogyakarta Special Region, arrived at the scene. Several statues and stupas were destroyed by the explosion. Many suspect that this incident was motivated by extremism. This incident was later labeled as a national terrorism attack. Later, Borobudur Temple received a touch of restoration. Turning to January the 21st, 1986, National Hugging Day was celebrated for the first time in the U.S. National Hugging Day aims to encourage everyone to hug family and friends more often. This idea came to Kevin Zaborny in 1986. Zaborny Friends was the grandson of the owner of Chase Calendar of Events, a publication for important days in the U.S. Zaborny chose January the 21st because it is the time between the holiday season, winter, and shortly after the new year. Reported by National Today, Zaborny felt that these times were when people tended to feel gloomy. And today in history with January 21st, 2016. President Joko Widodo lays the first stone for the construction of a high-speed train. The train is the first fast train in Indonesia and Southeast Asia. The groundbreaking was held at Maswati Plantation, Cikalong Wetan District, West Bandung Regency, West Java. The Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train is being carried out by an Indonesian Small and Medium Enterprises Consortium with China, a business-to-business mechanism. The Jakarta-Bandung Fast Train officially operates on October the 2nd, 2023 and is named the Woos Train. It only takes around 40 minutes to travel from Jakarta to Bandung with a distance of 142.3 kilometers. That was today in history.
Thank you. Begitu rumitnya dunia hanya karena sebuah rasa cinta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My Indonesia Today is on President Prabowo Subianto aims for Indonesia's energy independence in the next 5 years. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has officially launched 37 strategic electricity projects across 18 provinces on Monday, January the 20th, at the Jatigede Hydropower Plant, West Java. These projects include 26 power plants with a total capacity of 3.2 gigawatts, 11 transmission networks, and substations. They also incorporate the construction of almost 740 kilometers of transmission lines and substations with a total capacity of 1,740 megawatts amperes. The president expressed his pride in this significant achievement and extended his appreciation to everyone involved in making these projects possible. He explained that this infrastructure is crucial for transforming Indonesia's economy into an industrialized nation, taking advantage of the country's rich natural resources. The president also set a goal for Indonesia to be energy independent within the next 5 years, which means stopping the import of fuel completely.
Memang kita harus.
We must achieve energy self-sufficiency, and our target is to be 100% self-reliant on energy. I'm confident that in 5 years we will no longer import fuel oil.
BBM lagi dari luar.
Despite facing challenges such as natural obstacles and tough global competition, the president remains optimistic that Indonesia will continue to advance towards its goal of 8% economic growth. That was My Indonesia Today.
Berikan hatiku padamu, takkan habis sejuta lagu untuk menceritakan cantikmu. Kan teramat panjang puisi untuk menyuratkan cinta ini. Telah habis sudah cinta ini, tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia, karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya untukmu. Aku pernah berpikir tentang hidupku tanpa ada dirimu. Dapatkah lebih indah dari yang ku
meskipun nanti tak hitam lagi. Bila habis sudah waktu ini tak lagi berpijak, wajah dunia telah aku habiskan. Sisa hidupku hanya untukmu. Dan telah habis sudah cinta ini tak lagi tersisa untuk dunia, karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya
of Indonesia.
Listener, for coffee lovers, Indonesia is the paradise for coffee. Here you can enjoy various types of coffee with unique flavors. One that we highly recommend is Godok Coffee. Its distinctive preparation method and special taste make many people love it. Recently, this iconic culinary gem for Ciamis Regency, West Java Province, was officially recognized as an intangible cultural heritage at the West Java provincial level. The uniqueness of Godok coffee lies in its preparation. The coffee beans are not ground but left whole, or golondongan. These whole beans are roasted until they turn slightly blackish, then boiled in water with palm sugar and coconut milk, or in Sundanese of West Java language it is called cipati. Some people in Ciamis refer to it as golondong coffee, as golondong in Sundanese means whole, referring to the unground coffee beans. When enjoyed, it delivers a sweet, savory, and slightly bitter taste, with the coffee beans meant to be chewed. Listener, according to local stories, Godok coffee has been around since the 17th century. It was traditionally served during celebrations or Thanksgiving events. Godok coffee pairs perfectly with sweet snacks like apam cake, papais or traditional rice flour and palm sugar cake, fermented cassava, or even fried snacks. In the sacred Lengkong site in Ciamis, Godok coffee serves as a ritual in every Mupunjung tradition during the month of Muharram. In this ritual, Godok coffee is offered as a sacred offering, followed by communal prayer or tawasul, and then enjoyed together with the other offerings. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Saat kau berjalan di muka rumahku, Penuh kaya tersita pandanganku hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku. Gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang berbunga para pandangan pertama.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Department Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bali. di Bali,
which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog at Padang Bay Seaport in Bali. Chris was about to board a ferry with his motorcycle to Lombok. When he was vlogging, he heard people shooting at the motorists who cut in line. Let's listen to the monologue.
Halo semua, siang ini saya berada di Pelabuhan Padang Bayi, Bali. Saya mau naik ferry ke Lombok dengan motor saya. Sebentar, kenapa orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak? Oh, ternyata ada pengendara motor yang menyalip antrean.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic,
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting. We will say it slowly, and please repeat after us.
Kenapa,
which means why,
orang-orang itu,
which means those people,
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting.
Kenapa orang itu berteriak-teriak?
Which means, why are those people shouting?
Siang ini.
Which means, this noon.
Pelabuhan Padang Bay.
Which means, Padang Bay Seaport.
Naik.
Which means, aboard.
Ferry.
Which means, ferry.
Motor.
Which means motorcycle.
Pengendara motor.
Which means motorist.
Sebentar.
Which means a moment.
Ternyata.
Which means it turns out.
Menyalip antrian.
Which means cutting in line. In the monologue, you heard the expression.
Kenapa orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak?
Which means, why are those people shouting? There is the phrase
berteriak-teriak,
which means shooting, which in this case also literally means
berteriak berkali-kali,
which means shouting for many times. The phrase
berteriak-teriak,
which means to shoot or to yell, and literally means exclaiming with a loud voice. In this, Chris was describing the people who kept shooting for many times by saying,
Orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak,
which means those people are shouting. Here is another example. Let's hear some other examples of repetitive or continuous activity.
Berbisik-bisik.
Which means whispering.
Saya mendengar mereka berbisik-bisik membicarakan saya.
Which means I heard them whispering about me.
Bermain-main.
Which means playing.
Gadis kecil itu bermain-main di dek kapal.
Which means the little girl was playing at the deck.
Kapal.
Or a ship is a water transportation. Obviously, there are other water transportations besides ships. They can be
ferry,
which means ferry.
Perahu,
which means boat.
Kapal pesiar,
which means yacht.
Rakit,
which means raft.
Kapal selam,
which means submarine. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the monologue.
Halo semua, Siang ini saya berada di Pelabuhan Padang Bayi, Bali. Saya mau naik feri ke Lombok dengan motor saya. Sebentar. Kenapa orang-orang itu berteriak-teriak? Oh, ternyata ada pengendara motor yang menyalip antrean.
Well, listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
berteriak-teriak. Berteriak-teriak.
Which means shooting. We hope today's edition will be useful for you and for those who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Karno Olivia.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kembali padaku, namun semua
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Palembang Elok or Beautiful Palembang by Turisman. The song Palembang Elok was written by Turisman and produced by the Cultural and Tourism Service of Palembang City. It tells the story of Palembang, a beautiful, prosperous, and thriving city in South Sumatra. Palembang is described as a place famous for the glorious history of Sriwijaya Kingdom. The lyrics of Palembang Elok carry an important message to continue preserving the arts and culture of Palembang. Well, listener, here is Palembang Elok by Turisman. Happy listening.
Of Indonesia.
Terima kasih. Sesuai Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。 本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、新闻和娱乐，您能每天通过短波频率 33259千赫 和4755千赫。 本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin的流媒体直播 以及 RRE Digital应用程序 收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。 听众朋友您好，我们有在 Voice of Indonesia 播送的一个小时的华语节目。向方，我努法祝你身体健康。本期周二的节目有新闻、评论、历史上的今天、印度尼西亚股和播送印度尼西亚各种各样的消息与剧约，在 Pesona Indonesia， 印度尼西亚美丽和 Mari Berbahasa Indonesia， 以及给你播送马里音乐的歌曲。听众朋友请回收听新闻。
听众朋友接下来请回收听宝宝新闻。新闻题号第一，布拉沃苏比安的总统在加迪格地为 3.2 吉瓦典礼项目进行节目仪式。第二，印度尼西亚正式启动国际谈教育。第三，印尼的出口在交战中继续增长，这些都是贡献行业。第四，贸易部公布2025年出口目标为增长 7.1%。 第五，特朗普就职期间金融服务管理即将卷入，以加强国内经济。第六，布拉沃总统认为，未来五年内，印尼将不再进口燃料油。第七，海洋业部持续在巴厘岛海域有效清理海洋垃圾。第八，中苏拉维西省政府确保榴莲出口符合中国海关总署的标准。听众朋友，接下来请收听播报新闻内容。